This is Zone 105 Music.
For an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
And it is Loveline. The phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Dr. Drew. And is Adam Carolla there at the other end?
Yes, Adam. How are you?
Hey, I'm talking.
Oh, my God, you're not scoring tonight. Wow. Are you there?
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's getting 6 seconds.
I'm hearing myself in a very long delay over
he's
here.
He's in the delay. That's nice.
Yes, I'm totally lucid.
Yeah,
I started talking when the show began, but...
Adam, shut up.
Painful
shut
too.
Up.
I got
to shut up.
You
I want you to shut up. You're listening to everything 6 seconds
later. More painful than even the first time.
Absolutely. I want you
now
not
I'm
to
I'm
going to
hear
up.
That sentence again in about 6 seconds.
I want you to be quiet. I'll do the talking around here. Yes, okay. Stay quiet. All right. Yes. Hey, Anderson, you work on fixing that problem, and I'm going to go to phone calls. Adam, do not say anything until Anderson gives you some sort of high sign. Let's go to Susan. She's 22. This is a call from me. Susan?
Yes.
Hi, what's going on?
Hello.
Oh, you gotta stop. Susan, go ahead.
I left a tampon in. I forgot about it, and I kind of just kinda, I think I put it in on Monday, and it's Wednesday.
It's still there now?
Well, no, I took it out, but I mean.
People, you know, not an uncommon thing that happens to doctors is when they do a pelvic exam, they find one up there that women have forgotten for a long time.
Well, what happens?
Well, nothing once you get it out. The problem is that by leaving it in there, you can put you at risk for toxic shock.
Oh, okay. I have it out now.
And it can make some funny smells. It can sometimes create some vaginitis. But the real risk is when it's in. Now that it's out, don't worry about it.
True?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you can't hear me respond.
Yeah.
So shut
yes,
up.
I can. I can hear
you. Oh, now
you
can? All right,
how
Susan.
How dare you?
All right, Susan.
So I don't like need to worry about
you
it?
You do not need to worry about it, okay? It will not be the last time this happens either. That'll happen to you once in a while.
I don't think I'll ever forget it
well,
again.
God bless you if you don't, okay?
I hope so.
All right, bye-bye.
All right,
bye.
All right, what happened to her?
She left tampon in for a couple of days.
Good time.
Big deal.
Yeah.
So how things out there?
They're nice. I did the TRL today on MTV with our old friend Carson, and then Conan, then the Daily Show, then some online chant thing for Comedy Central.
Great.
And everything was good except for Conan was atrocious.
What
you guys want to have a good time tonight? Turn on Conan about 1A.
What happened?
Oh, it was just dead. It was just I've never bombed so hard in my life. Just a horrible audience. They hated me. And
that's
and,
it. Not that you needed me. It's that the audience was bad.
That's right. Yes. And then I turned on them, and it was anything but a love fest. Uh-huh. It was bad. It was tough going out there. It really was. So, like I said, anyone wants a good laugh, they can tune into Conan tonight.
Very nice.
The Daily Show was good, and TRL was good, and the online chat thing was good.
That's good. And you were you treated for alcohol withdrawal this morning? Did you get the intramuscular?
No, I had a wonderful experience last night. The driver, who, by the way, didn't show up tonight to take me to the studio. You know what I love about drivers? And we talked about this last night, how they're all evil. You know, drivers are evil. Dispatchers are evil.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Guys who own limo companies are evil. Everyone's evil. It has to do with transportation. There's a guy parked out front of the, and you and I have experienced this before, you know, a guy from a CRS limousine or whatever is going to come pick you up in front of your hotel at 12:30 and take you to Westwood One.
Right.
That's what my itinerary says. So there's a town car parked out front of, you know, the hotel at 12:30. I go out there. Naturally, the guy's sitting in his car sleeping.
Yeah.
I have the temerity to wake him from his slumber and ask him, are you going to Westwood One? Westwood One. Adam Carolla? He actually held his phone up that had a digital display of the name of the person that he was supposed to pick up, and it wasn't my name. We've taken communication to a new level.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you know, how bizarre is it that there's a guy sitting in a town car, and you can't even go up to him in his open window and ask him if it's you that he's driving?
Hey, could
I mean,
be.
That ain't even going
to
do it.
He could be holding up a palm top and ask you to hold yours out and infrared you.
That's right. We could have them electronically mate. He had zero ID. I ran to 10 town cars all sitting up there, banged on every window. They'd never heard of me or Westwood One. And so I hopped in a cab and said, screw it. Last night was good times, Drew, because, as you know, I left L.A. about 8:30 in the morning. And
after your second night with no sleep.
My second night in a row with no sleep, and it was 3:10 last night, or 3:15 a.m. out here in New York, when the limo driver or town car driver dropped me off at the W Hotel, except for it was not my W Hotel.
Oh,
it was
no.
Another W Hotel.
Oh, my God.
It's 3:15. It's drizzling outside. Thank God I gave the guy $20.
And you didn't know you were at the wrong hotel?
He drops me off.
You didn't know you were at the wrong hotel?
I didn't know until he pulled away.
But Adam,
I mean, you're sitting in the... Listen here, Jack Hole. You're sitting in the back of a town car. You barely have a pulse. The guy allegedly knows where he's taking you. He pulls up. It's dark. It's drizzling. He says, here you go. You got in town this morning in some kind of state of... suspended animation. He opens the door, you walk out, you shut the door, you look around, and you go, this doesn't look familiar, but maybe I'm at the side entrance. I walk in, I go, this is definitely not it. I say to the guy, is this the hotel? He's like, no.
Ugh.
I'm like, where's my hotel? I said, I don't know.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, what time is it? It's 3:15.
Take cab.
All right. I was like, listen, do you have a pistol or some extension cord or something? I'd like to kill myself. Is there a place I can hang myself discreetly so as not to disturb the other guests? So anyway, I ended up hailing a cab and making my way back to my hotel. But it was just, I really almost broke down and started crying last night at 3:15 in the morning sitting in some bizarre lobby that I'd never seen before.
And then you went out and bombed on Conan. But I'll tell you what, when you bomb on television, right, you're much nicer to me. I can feel the love.
Oh, God. My God, that audience hated my guts. Yeah. From the second I walked out there to the second I left. And it wasn't a short segment either. Oh. I was out there a good 8-10 minutes.
It felt like it. Hey, tell me something.
Oh, no, it felt like an hour and a half.
You know the little electronic mishap we just had at the opening of the show?
Yeah.
Tell me Matt didn't just freak out.
No, Matt didn't just freak out.
He didn't freak out and run around and try to...
No. Matt over here at Westwood One in New York is cool as a cucumber.
We have the same.
And he makes my coffee just the way I like it, old and cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he did. You know, he had a cup of coffee. He's got a cup of water.
See?
For me here. He's golden, this Matt,
right,
over here.
Let's go to the phone. Let's see here. This is Casey, 16.
Hi.
Hey.
For about, I'd say like a month or so, me and one of my girlfriends have been making out a lot, but I don't like her like that. I don't know. Does that mean I'm bisexual or what?
Why are you doing it if you don't like her?
That's fun and new.
Yeah, see, that's bi-curious, I think.
Really?
I mean, that's just curiosity.
Or we'll do it for, like, other guys, too.
Yeah, see, this is so...
But they want to get attention.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's not really bi-curious.
Isn't bi-curious just sort of experimentation for whatever reason anyway?
Yeah, but it's because you have some legitimate interest or at least some interest in the other person. Yeah. She's doing it to titillate other guys. She's like an exhibitionist.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah, but couldn't you just like, rape yourself with a mop handle or something in front of guys and spare yourself a little dignity?
Do you have fantasies of stripping, that kind of thing?
No.
No. Okay.
What's up with you?
What do you mean?
Well, what's wrong with you? Why do you need attention from men this way?
I don't know. It's just fun.
Is it fun that they pay attention to you?
I don't know.
Can't you get attention any more direct way? Can't you go up to a guy and ask him out? Or
that's not, like, the only reason, though.
I see.
If
all right,
we're, like, out at AMC or something like that, and there's a bunch of people there.
You'll make that. Yeah. Where's your dad?
He's, I don't know, I haven't seen him since I was 8.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, that sounds like the attention thing.
Yeah.
You don't have any contact with him?
No.
All right, but here's my point. You're not interested in this girl. You don't even really like her that way.
No, not at all.
You like the arousing quality of doing something naughty and dangerous and in front of other people, that's all.
Right. All right, well, good. You get plenty of attention. Listen, if you do porn movies on the Internet, you get even more attention.
That's what I was asking about, the stripping thing. It seems like that kind of attention-seeking. Anyway, Brian.
Oh, yes.
23.
Matter of days.
Brian?
Hey, yeah, got a question. How you guys doing?
Good.
All right.
Adam sucks, actually.
Yeah, I really stunk up that Conan O'Brien and I.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll tell you, you guys watch it. I blame the audience. I was my usual funny self. I really was.
All right, here's my question. I had a girlfriend. I have a girlfriend, excuse me. She gave me oral sex for the first time, and it made me very numb. I was, it felt very good, and I got very stiff. I couldn't even move my fingers, my lips. I was very numb and stiff, and I'm just curious why that happened. I've had oral sex in the past, never as good as this was, but, you know, my body never reacted like that.
Wow. Well, you mean you couldn't, your fingers sort of cramped up and you couldn't
and
release
everything
them?
Everything just cramped up, I mean.
Yeah, it's hyperventilation.
Okay.
Yeah, you're breathing hard.
Okay.
For too hard for too long.
Okay. Well, now, she did it again a second and third time, and
ooh, that night?
Yeah, we had a great night. Actually, over a period of a few days, it was just a great few days together. And
all right, well, hold on a second.
Maybe his fluids were like taken out of his body. That's why
she did it a second and
he was going to
shock. Said a second and third time that night, and then he said it was a great night. Then
great
he said
weekend.
It was over
well,
over
it was,
a couple
it,
of days.
It was a few times over a couple of days actually. The first time it was the worst. I couldn't even move parts of my body. The second and third time, it was mainly just my lips. I mean, I would try to talk, but my mouth wasn't moving. What I was saying, kind of felt like a freak or whatever.
Ah, you're hyperventilating. Okay, you are.
Is that what that is?
Is that what that is?
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay.
All right. All right. You'll get used to it, Brian. Yeah, boy, that's a hell of a hummer. You're getting a head rush. Your joints are locking up. I've got the calf cramp before. You know what I'm talking about, Drew?
No.
Your calf muscles cramp up.
Remember, I'm more arousable than you. I don't need to work so hard.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You're very passionate. We discovered that last night. Who's on the air now?
Eric is. He's 17.
Eric?
Yeah.
What do you want?
First of all, real quick, Adam, you're like kick ass.
Adam, did you see the end of that Laker game?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was cool.
Yeah,
good times.
The Man Show, like, rocks. I watch it all the time.
Now, new time, Sunday night, 10 o'clock, Comedy Central. Tell your friends.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Thank you. You're like a machine now.
Earlier tonight, about 2 hours ago, I was going to get a cigarette from my mom, and I found, I think it was like a crystal meth or a crack pipe or something in their cigarette case.
How do you know that's what it is?
Because it's, well, because I've seen the kind of pipes before, and it's not like a bud pipe type glass. It's like,
did you smell it?
No, but I could tell just by looking at it.
Every answer takes 100 years on this show, doesn't it, Drew?
It really does.
Did you smell it? Well.
No, I didn't.
Is every one of our callers I picture sitting on a rocking chair whittling? You know what I mean? Like next to a bloodhound that's sleeping on the porch.
Yeah.
All right. So you didn't smell it. Why didn't you smell it?
Well, wait a minute. Let's just assume it's a crack pipe. So
no, but he knows. He didn't know if it was a hash pipe or a crack
pipe.
Well,
whatever. He found some drug paraphernalia in the mom's purse.
Well, listen, there's a big difference between a crack pipe and a pot pipe. Eric?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Who's that? Is that your girlfriend?
No, it's my little brother.
Oh, boy.
No,
how old is your little brother?
He's 5.
So your mom has kids from 5 to 17?
Huh?
Oh, boy.
Well, there's a 42-year-old who's moved out of the house.
I see. How old
All
is
right.
there? How many kids are there?
Just me and my little brother and my sister.
Okay. And you think it was a crack pipe?
Yeah, because my uncle's like smokes crack, and I've seen his pipes before. And this looked like it.
All right. And
so what do you want to do? What do you want to do about it?
Huh?
What do you want to do about it?
That's just it. I don't know.
Where's your dad?
They're divorced.
Okay.
Can you talk to your dad?
Huh?
Can you? Oh.
All right. Listen. Hang up on him, would you? Because I'm.
Well, he's
through. I swear to God, I'm moving to Canada. this, if we're going to grow up around the people that call in this show or even listen to this show, I swear to Christ I'm moving to Canada.
You know what we should do? We should move like some island out in the Atlantic somewhere. Sort of broadcast across this continent.
There's got to be some kind of leper colony or something we could take over.
Yeah, that's just to be away from this would be nice.
Well, I mean, I know what's going on. He's got his little brother, Kenny, crying in the background. His mom's chasing around, and the TV's on, and he's calling a national radio show going, huh? What? What? Were you talking?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Listen, I feel sorry for him. I guess he should talk to his dad.
Talk to dad.
I don't know if he's talking to his dad. Maybe he should just confront his mom. Say,
how
mom,
about just go to Alex?
He told me to get those cigarettes, and I found a crack pipe. You want to explain that?
Yeah, that's fine. But just like anything else we tell that pertains to dealing with tough issues with parents, it's sometimes good to get healthy connection and support from somewhere else before you go in for battle. Maybe some Alateen before you go in and talk to mom. Because
don't,
be
get, anyone
no,
don't get anyone pregnant.
No,
don't get anyone pregnant.
Dennis,
even your hamper. Dennis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, there's this girl that I really like that I met last October. And as soon as I found out she told a family member that she loved me, is when I really fell in love with her. Because this was like the first real girl that really interests me inside and out. I mean, she's very beautiful inside. And she cannot communicate. She has a, she hides when it comes to communication. And that wound up making me frustrated to where I was a little upset to where I tried every means to contact her by calling, by sending her a nice card on her birthday, which is the day before mine.
Dennis, hold on a second. Hold on. Adam,
We got a convene here.
What's going on here?
She doesn't sound real interested in him.
No, but he was building to, like, hey, I tried every means possible. Like,
yeah.
I think he got, like, violent or something, or got stalking or something like that.
You think so?
Dennis? Dennis?
Yeah.
Yes, what happened? Why did she...
Dude, I heard all that, but it's nothing like that. I mean, this girl would not communicate. She would lie constantly. So... Mm-hmm. I finally did have to see her, and that kind of freaked her out the way it was. It wasn't stalking. Her girlfriend kept hollering stalking. Well, eventually, her girlfriend wound up having a few guys try to rush me, and eventually I wound up in the police station, and an emergency protection order was put against me. And
all right, but it wasn't any sign. Okay, so Drew,
there was no violence.
Yes.
Drew,
you were
100% off.
I understand. Drew, 1,000% off with the whole stalking allegation. How dare you? Just because he got an emergency restraining order lobbied against him, and a bunch of his friends had to rush him, and her girlfriend was yelling at stalking. You couldn't have been further from the truth. Okay.
Well, it wasn't, dude. If you would actually understand, it's really not that. What it is.
All right.
They went by her.
All right, listen, we're not interested in the details here, Dennis. What do you want to do now?
All right. Check this to make us the long story very short. She still wants to try to have something like a friend leading on to whatever. And
you think that's her idea, Dennis?
Shit is her idea. She just wants to forget everything and let everything go in the past, but I haven't really been in a good relationship, so I was hurt even harder when she was telling friends that we were broken up, but not telling me something totally different.
Well, listen, hold on a second. Listen to me very carefully, Dennis. The reason she tells you something totally different is you're a guy that's very difficult to tell the truth to. You don't hear it real well, and you make your own truth out of it. She was giving you very strong signals that you weren't picking up on. She was scared that you were going to freak out and do something crazy, and so she wasn't leveling with you. And as it turns out, she was probably right. Now, why is it that you can't hear what she's trying to tell you? Not verbally, but from a signal standpoint. Not talking to you, not returning your calls. Can't you pick up that message?
Well, no, she would return my calls, but she would leave a voice message, and that would be...
She didn't want to contact you. Why doesn't that mean anything to you?
Well, it means a lot now because I promised her because I do really like her, and I know she likes me because she even shows it now.
I'm not so sure she really likes you.
Why does she continue? I mean, I'm 30 years old. I can accept, I could be rejected, but as long, I mean, she originally said that if she was going to even break up with me, that she would tell me, and she still has not told me.
All right, wait a minute.
Should we call her?
Oh, boy. Yeah, let's talk to her. Can we talk to her?
She doesn't. She lives like a few blocks from me. She's not here. That's.
Listen, Dennis, how old is she?
She's 27.
Okay. But, Dennis, doesn't it seem like she's kind of done with the relationship?
I know she is, but she still hasn't explained to me why. Well, I mean, you don't just tell somebody you love this guy, and then the next day when you wake up, you decide to
leave.
Yes, you do. Everybody does that, Dennis.
Everyone does
that. That's what relationships are about.
Yes.
Well, this is my first one. I'm just trying to figure it out.
All right. But listen, Dennis, you're not trying to figure it out. You're hurt.
You're trying to resist feeling
out.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're not accepting reality. You'll do anything but accept it.
The reality is she does not want to be in a relationship with you. Your reality is you need to be in a relationship with someone who wants to be in a relationship with you.
And you're also...
God knows who that person is.
But also,
I've not met that person.
Your perception is...
She's out there.
If she told me she loved me, I will not allow her to change those feelings.
You said you met that person, or...
No,
I've not met that person.
Oh, okay, I couldn't quite hear you.
All right, Dennis, please. Listen, I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry you were in love. Nothing worse than the unrequited love thing. But she ain't into you. No, you do not need an explanation from her. It'd be nice if she gave you one, but she's not going to give you
sometimes
one.
Sometimes there aren't any.
That's right.
Many, sometimes, most of the times there aren't.
As a shrink told me, you know, the only thing I ever remember from all the years of therapy, Drew, is... I had a girlfriend when I was like 21. I was madly in love with her. She dumped me. I wouldn't accept it. I stalked her for, 8 months. It was the worst year of my life. And I've been to the shrink many a time. And normally I don't learn anything, as you know, through my actions, Drew. But the shrink just finally looked at me and she just said, sometimes no means no, and that's it.
Right.
That's it. It's just she said, sometimes the answer is no, and that's it.
Yeah.
You've got to move on.
Yeah.
No explanation, no right or wrong. No, he said, she said, just no.
That's it.
And it hurts, but you got to move on.
That's right.
All right. Who are we going to talk to when we come back?
Nobody. We're going to take a break.
Good. The answer is no.
No, sometimes. Absolutely.
That's right.
We'll be right back with more.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hello?
Hey, Grandma. It's Phoebe.
Who?
Phoebe, your granddaughter.
Oh, Phoebe. How's my favorite tycoon?
I don't work on Wall Street anymore. I just quit.
Your parents are so proud of you.
I've changed my life. Moved to the desert.
You're just so successful.
Actually, I've renounced worldly possessions, Grandma.
And that beautiful loft you live in.
No, I live in a cave.
And you're always dressed so nicely.
What? I dress in leaves and tree bark.
I do love your professional outlook.
I weave straw hats for mules.
All that studying sure paid off, didn't it?
I study folk dancing now. Every morning, after breakfast.
Wait a minute. I thought you said you had breakfast.
I did. Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch.
What? You never ate breakfast in your life.
Do now. Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch. It's good.
But this is like a total change.
You'd better believe it. Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch cereal. Tastes so good, it's bringing everyone back to breakfast. Breakfast is back.
Where can they go? It's Superstore clearance time going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and drow.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, and 800 superstars. Full length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot Triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World got it and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
20 years ago, there were very few specialty stores. Today, they're everywhere. Consumers understand that specialists can provide better selection and better value. At Spence Diamonds in Roseville and Bloomington, we've been specializing in diamonds for over 20 years. By staying focused, we've been able to bypass expensive middlemen, passing the savings on to you. I'm Doug Spence, and our wholesale office in the diamond capital of Antwerp, Belgium, sells to jewelers all over the world, including our own stores right here in the U.S. At Spence Diamonds, we focused on eliminating middlemen to deliver better prices. Furthermore, we promised the largest selection of engagement and wedding ring designs anywhere in the state. For your diamond engagement ring or anniversary diamond, remember, Spence Diamonds is the only store where the only business is diamond.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds, in Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Well, it doesn't take any great vision to see what is the hottest business and communications opportunity today. A new frontier of commerce has arrived in great force, the Internet. Already, many industries are retooling at a frantic pace to allow their customers a more efficient method of making purchases. As is often the case, technological advances have created a shortage of people who know how to utilize the Internet. There exist excellent employment opportunities for individuals who understand the three elements of e-commerce: creativity, administration, and marketing. A local school, the Minnesota School of Computer Imaging, a division of Minnesota School of Business and Globe College, is now offering a new educational program, e-commerce design, to empower individuals with the knowledge of website development, administration, and e-marketing. If you'd like information about this new e-commerce design program, call 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. Or check out their website at msbcollege.com and enter the new frontier.
Benefit both your health and community this summer. Ride or volunteer with the Habitat 500 Bike Ride July 16th through the 22nd. This blood drive covers 500 miles over 7 days, with the Northerly Loop beginning and ending in Stillwater. Over 85% of the funds raised go directly toward the construction of affordable homes built through Habitat for Humanity. For more details, contact Twin Cities Habitat at 612-331-4090 or visit their website at habitat500.org. It's been said that success is only real when challenges have been overcome. Face the challenge with us.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. All you Duran Duran fans will be online this week because Duran Duran will be debuting their new video online. Someone Else, Not Me, premieres this week at shockwave.com. The band's new album, Pop Trash, also hits stores this week, and the group will also air the clip on Comedy Central's The Daily Show during a June 19th appearance. The Zone Files from U.S. West and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
I'm Brian Oak.
And I'm Mary Lucia. Very early mornings on Zone 105.
You know, Mary and I are asked all the time, what's your show all about?
Well, it's hard to describe it when the show itself describes itself. I don't know what I'm just saying.
And the E! True Hollywood Story tonight, Michael Hutchins, top singer of NXS. His life is what it says here is his unstable life and mysterious death.
Yeah, what's mysterious about that?
He was masturbating in a hotel room with a belt around his neck and it went a little too far.
I mean, it's not pretty.
I saved you an hour. I saved you an hour of time tonight, okay? He was having enjoying a little downtime and it went all too far.
Looking for love at all the wrong places.
We talked a lot about online pet shopping this morning. Hell of a program we have here. And
Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. April the 6th in Alternative Classics. Mornings on Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105.
Welcome back to Love Line. I'm Dr. Drew. Adam Carolla is out there somewhere.
Phone
number.
I'm here.
There you are. 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Tomorrow night, our guest is Rosebud from the movie American Pimp. It'll be very interesting. Will you be back here tomorrow night?
Oh, yes.
That's cool.
Yes! Yeah, I can't wait. I got to do a
radio meeting here. Here or there?
Yes. Well, I'm doing it here, and you guys can just do the math any way you want it. You tell me which is less painful.
6 a.m. New York time.
Oh, no, 7 a.m. New York time,
okay.
But I will not get in bed till 4 a.m.
tonight. Yeah.
Or if you want to translate it into L.A. time, it'd be the equivalent of going to bed at 1 and doing it at 4 a.m.
That's nice.
Or 3 a.m. or something like that. I got to kill myself. All right, what's going on? Who are we talking to?
Guy that hates work, too.
I know. I swear, no one will believe me, but I'm lazy.
See, for me, I really like work. And so for me, it's like, okay, it's more work. That's fine.
No, you don't like it. You're just scared not to work.
No, I do. I really like it, Adam. I do.
Yes, you like it like a junkie likes methadone.
No, there's that quality, too, to my work.
Sure.
But I also happen to like it.
You see, there's like a 20-foot image of your dad behind you yelling Machnow, cracking a whip, and laughing as the nickels fall from his pocket like a water cascading over a waterfall.
All right, here's Christy. She's 20. What's going on?
What's up, guys?
How much?
Hey, Christy.
All right, cool. Okay, I am 2 weeks late on my period, right?
Have you been sexually active?
Yes.
All right, so...
But, I mean, I am a ball of hormones. I'm about to kill my boyfriend, my coworkers, my roommate. And I'm just wondering, is there anything I can do to, like, induce this so I can just get it over with? I'm a bitch right now, and I need help.
How do you know you're not pregnant?
I'm pretty sure I'm not. I've only had sex twice in the last month, and I was very protected both times.
What'd you do?
Condom and spermicide.
And the condom used properly? You know that they work for sure?
Right.
And by the way, condom and spermicide?
No. Condom once, spermicide once.
Spermicide is worthless.
Worthless?
Worthless. So that is not protected at all. How the hell do you think that was carefully
protected?
Wait
a minute. If you eat enough of it, isn't it effective?
How could you have thought for a second that was carefully protected?
I don't know. I mean, what's
true. Listen to her twang.
It doesn't do anything, really. It's very ineffective.
Why they have spermicide to use in conjunction with the condom.
It's always supposed to be used in conjunction with a barrier. Always, always, always. A condom, a diaphragm, something else.
Okay.
By itself, forget it.
Okay. Well.
So you're pregnant.
I don't think so, no.
Christy.
Yes.
You've had sex unprotected. You're 2 weeks late on your period.
Right.
Let's do the math here.
Right. But, I mean, I'm usually a little late, but not this late.
Okay, oh, okay. All right. Well, there. You made a very valid point. Christy, are you in law by any chance? I could see you. I can see you in front of the judge making a point or two.
Think about what you just said, Christy.
Right. Well, I'm persuasive.
Yeah.
Give me that.
What?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You're very persuasive. You make a very compelling argument. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm just not. I'm not pregnant.
Yeah. So say I take the pregnancy test and I'm not pregnant, and then is there anything I can do to induce my period?
Can't you hop up and down?
Come on, I'm trying here.
I think you're pregnant.
No, I really don't think I am.
Why not?
I'll go tomorrow and take a pregnancy test if you think I should.
Absolutely. Why would you think you're not pregnant? I don't understand.
Because I mean, twice in the last month, and I was protected both times.
Christy, you were not protected one of those times.
Okay.
You were not protected. Why can't you get that through your head?
Okay. Whatever you say, doctor.
Yeah.
Come on. She's got a GED under her belt. You're going to argue with her?
No.
And from now on, if you want to be protected, get on the birth control pill. At least have the morning after pill available.
It's crazy, though.
Then get emergency contraception to be available if a condom fails.
Okay.
Hey, Christy?
Yeah?
If you went crazy, no one would know.
No, I am crazy, though, when I'm on the pill. I can't. I've taken it like 5 times and have to stop after the first month. It makes me rage.
All right. Well, maybe you can switch pills to one that's more agreeable.
That's right. Okay. There's multiple different types out there.
All right, Chrissy, don't worry. You're not pregnant.
Yeah.
And
when
you have the shower, I can see her. Chrissy would have a 4-year-old and still claim not to be pregnant.
That's right.
All right.
Sean, 14.
Hey.
Hey, Sean.
Sean, what's up?
Not too much.
Good time.
All right, is that it?
Question.
Huh?
Okay, right,
hang on. I can't do it.
Mark is 21. Mark?
Yes.
What's going on?
My question is, I'm 21, and I masturbate every day because when I don't, I can't concentrate on stuff, and just, like, sex is in my mind until I masturbate. So I wonder if that's normal or not.
Yes. At 21, once a day is a little light. Don't worry about you. Are you okay?
Are you drinking
enough fluids?
Yeah, I'm drinking enough fluids.
Okay.
All normal, no drugs, nothing. It's just annoying to do it every day. I just want to know if there's anything I could do to stop that.
Well, really?
You can do it twice a day.
Yeah, how big a time commitment is that once a day?
Not much, but it's just still annoying, you know? I mean,
what do you mean annoying? Since when is your sperm annoying? I mean, think about it.
Well, it's kind of, I mean... And you do it with a girl every time, not just by yourself. It's kind of lame.
All right, hang up on him. I've had enough of him. Listen, Drew, I don't like... Let me explain my feeling on loving oneself. It is not to replace being with a woman. It's a ritual unto itself. Mm. You know what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah.
This is what the purists think.
Yeah.
And I'm a purist.
Yeah.
I know you like to pass judgment. A lot of guys out there, it's like, hey, you're fagging off with yourself, or why don't you get a woman? She could do that for you. It has nothing to do with a woman doing it for you. This is something you've done, you'll always do, and you did a long time ago, and you'll continue to do it. I think I'll be doing it in the grave. Although there's a little bit of a problem when you're on the road, you know, Drew?
Yeah.
With the masturbation.
Tell me.
Well, here's the problem. No hamper.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
A hamper.
I'm going to start traveling with my hamper.
Yeah, I got
you know, it's my next move. You know how those rich widows like travel with their toy poodles?
Sure.
Like, Zsa Zsa Gabor's got to get on the plane with their Shih Tzu.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to travel with my hamper.
Yeah, with your thumb in your mouth, too.
Get an extra seat in first class. Have it set up next to me on the chair. Talking to it. Have it fall asleep on my lap. And here's the problem, quite frankly, with the hotel room. What do you mop up with? You're not going to use a pair of your underpants because then you got to pack them and take them back with you, right?
Right.
So what do? Grab a towel and let the maid deal with it? You know what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah, yeah. There's a new invention, the two of them, in fact, toilet paper and Kleenex.
Yeah, let me explain the problem with toilet paper and Kleenex. It does not have enough plies. It's not a thick enough mill for me. It breaks off. My belly looks like decoupage.
Paper mache?
You understand? Yeah, I'm walking around with a half a roll of toilet paper stuck in my belly.
Yeah, but you can put a penis extender out of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a paper mache penis?
Right. Look at that would do for your esteem.
All right. I may try that tonight, but I need a roll of paper towels. I'm just going to start traveling with my hamper. Here's the new policy. Yeah. If anyone books me on a show or I have to travel or something, it's two tickets. It's not, you know, for some people, it's you and a companion. For me, it's me and my hamper.
And by the way, this is probably why that audience was so irritated with you. They wanted the hamper. Jesus.
Oh, they hated me. Yeah, they wanted my funny sidekick, Hamper.
Rebecca, 17.
Hello.
Hi.
My question is, if one were to purge for, 2 weeks and only 2 weeks, what are the major effects of that?
Major effects?
Yeah.
If you tear your esophagus and start bleeding, you could bleed to death. That would be the major effect.
How would you tear the esophagus?
From vomiting.
No, I mean, if your fingernail didn't cut or something, just a vomit would tear it?
Yes. Called Mallory Weiss tear, and also you can get gastritis, and it could stress the heart and kidney, but usually that's something that happens after months and months of doing this.
Why just the 2 week plan? You got a prom coming up, sister?
Electrolyte problems. You could have heart problems on that basis.
No, I'm just trying to lose a few pounds.
You got
people don't purge just in 2 weeks.
You got a guy you met on the internet coming in?
Oh my gosh, no.
Well, why are you going 2 weeks? What's coming up? What's in 2 weeks?
No, I just need to lose weight. My mom says I need to lose weight, too, and it's just exercise. I exercise constantly, but it's not really getting rid of, my stomach, okay. You know?
Yeah, but listen, 2 weeks is not going to, that's not going to make a life change.
It's
you know what I mean?
Wouldn't it take a few pounds off, though?
No.
Oh, yeah, let's be honest.
Dehydrate you.
But
Listen,
yes?
don't eat any carbohydrates, you'll lose weight.
All
right?
It'll take a long time, though, you know?
What?
Yeah, listen, how old are you?
17.
All right, how long you been chunky?
Oh, I'm not overweight or anything. I just have, a gut I need to get rid of.
How much you overweight? How much you weigh?
I'm 134.
How tall are you?
5'6".
You're 134? True, please.
134.
Yeah, listen to me. Okay, so you're not overweight. How long have you had that gut?
About a year now.
Okay, you can't go another month with it. It's got to be 2 weeks.
Well, I'm really trying to get rid of it because I did this once before, but I only did it a couple times because my mom.
Rebecca,
listen.
There is no one that does. This is like a heroin addict just doing it just for 2 weeks. It doesn't work like that.
Well, I was able to stop for a year last I did it.
Yeah, it's a relapsing, remitting condition, and it progresses just like other kinds of compulsive behaviors. You need You need to meet with a dietitian, somebody who can really put together a healthy plan for you that will...
My mom would kill me if she found out I did this or something.
Oh, so you saw a dietitian?
Hey, mom,
every sentence here. My mom, yeah.
Yeah, that's what causes the eating disorder. If you were a guy, you'd be gay. Mom will turn a guy... intrusive mom turns guys gay, and it turns women into people with eating disorders. And this is what's happening. You got a gay brother?
No.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. My brother is 11 years old. I don't even think
so. Aha! Uh-huh.
No. Oh,
six
my
months.
Gosh, no.
6 months.
He's
8 months outside.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Keep an eye on that lad.
All right, yeah. So where are we going here? Rebecca, right. You need some help here, kiddo. You got some major stuff going on. I know to you this is all, this is fun, this is nothing, it's no big deal. That is massive denial on your part. You don't understand what you're getting into here.
My mom didn't freak out like a whole lot.
Rebecca?
Yes?
We're not talking about your mom. We're talking about you.
She's a doctor, though. I mean,
Rebecca?
Yes?
Ooh, I don't want to hear about your mom anymore.
Okay.
It's about you.
Okay.
And these are major, major issues. These are not trivial.
But would it really, like, affect me? Because I've heard it affects pregnancy in the...
Oh, boy. Did you hang up on her?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, good. I'll tell you, if that Rebecca was a jukebox, I'd kick her. That's the way I feel about her. Oh, my God.
She's
listen, don't bother calling the goddamn show if you don't want to listen. And
She can't hear.
Doctor mom. Listen, in one breath, you're telling us your mom's going to kill you if you don't lose the punch on your gut. In the second breath, you're telling us your mom's going to kill you if you went to a dietitian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which one is it? I mean, say to mom, hey, mom, you want me to lose this gut? I'd like to lose it, too. How about I talk to a dietitian?
Absolutely.
That's it. Mom's a doctor. Surely she can understand that. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Drew, who are we going to talk to when we come back?
When we get back, we will talk to... Oh, boy. Let's just try with Sean again. The 14-year-old that couldn't quite get it together when you talked to him last time.
Yeah.
Want to try again?
Oh, boy. Talk about a carrot out on a string. That's going to keep... Listen, I host a show. I won't come back for him.
All right.
Give me someone better than that.
Painful balls, pain in stomach during orgasm, donate sperm for money.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah, donate sperm for money.
All right.
That sounds
Mike.
Good.
All right.
All right. When we come back, we'll speak to Mike, who's selling his men off after this.
Loveline,
1-800-LOVE-191.
Back in a minute.
Well,
this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Who's the best bartender in town? Me, Shelly. Join me Friday night from 9 to 10 at Spiker's Grill and Beach Club in Fridley. I'll be pouring your favorite liquid refreshments and serving up super drink specials at Spiker's. And you thought all I did was play the best music in the Twin Cities. On Fridays, you can score great prizes. Plus, listen to my own mix of alternative classics all night. Spiker's Grill and Beach Club has the best late-night happy hour from 10 to midnight on Friday and Saturday with drink specials and half-off appetizers. Email, fax, or send a postcard for a chance to win $50 worth of Spiker's Bucks. Then you can spend them with me on Friday night from 9 to 10. Spiker's Grill and Beach Club, just 3 miles north of 694 on Central Avenue at Osborne Road. Soccer fans, Spiker's is the official Minnesota Thunder party place. Join the Thunder players after all home games. I'd love to pour you a drink Friday night between 9 and 10. Ask for me, Shelly, at Spiker's Grill and Beach Club, Fridley. For directions and more information, call 763-780-1000 or check out this station's website.
Hi, I'm John. I was wondering if you would sign this petition against the...
Rex? I'm sorry. He'll be done in a second. Act is best if you just let him finish. Hang on, let me just go turn down soundbreak.com.
Soundbreak.com? Is that an online music site?
No, it's way better. They have a 24-hour global webcast. It's a live digital jockey playing fresh new music from everywhere in the world to everywhere in the world.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, they might play some hot new unsigned band from Britain in the same rotation with, like, Korn, Dr. Dre, Moby.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and they also have chat rooms and message boards where everyone can rate the bands and talk about the music.
Soundbreak.com sounds cool.
Oh, there. He's done. You want to watch that stain out before it sets?
Oh, sure. And maybe I can listen to a little more soundbreak.com.
Soundbreak.com.
the interactive online music experience.
Brick's Cabaret is now open late, serving a full menu with a great selection of appetizers, entrees, and desserts. Show up late for a fantastic meal and stay even later. Brick's is open as late as 2 a.m. Monday through Thursday and as late as 3 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Brick's Cabaret offers the most beautiful women, the best in cocktails, and fantastic food. And at Brick's Cabaret, you'll appreciate all of this in a relaxed, comfortable atmosphere. Plus, there's never a cover before 5 p.m., but really any time is the right time to enjoy life's finest pleasures, even lunch. Brick's Cabaret serves their incredible lunch buffet from 11 to 2, featuring prime rib on Wednesdays. After you've satiated your appetite, sit back and enjoy one of their fine cigars. On Mondays, don't miss their amateur night contest with $350 in cash prizes. Rick's Cabaret in downtown Minneapolis, located at 3rd and 3rd, and open late for your adult entertainment pleasure. For a virtual experience, check out their website at ricks.com.
Are you having trouble finding or keeping a job? Perhaps you have no work experience, or maybe you lack the job skills to find something better. If you're struggling with any kind of barrier to employment, Goodwill Easter Seals can help. At Goodwill Easter Seals, you'll find job training, placement, even follow-up support. Employment services are available at 19 sites around the state. Call Goodwill Easter Seals at 651-646-2591 and get on track to finding the job you want.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Welcome back to Loveline. Phone number here once again, 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam.
Yay!
Hey.
Good times, buddy.
Yeah, it's nice to have you. As much as I enjoy our intimate discussions that we have whenever you're completely intoxicated, it's nice to see you and hear you not slurring.
Yeah.
Not embarrassing me.
Oh, how dare you. How did I sound drunk last night?
For example? Yeah. Listen. Here you go. Here it is. Yeah.
Hey, I need a hair from the whore that bit me.
Okay. Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah, but can you hear the qualities in the voice?
Listen, I sound a little like Otis from the Andy Griffith Show.
Get your voice ass down.
Yeah, but listen, Drew, to be fair to me, I'm sure I was drunk. But, you know, I'd been traveling for 2 straight days. I would have been out of it anyway. Thank God I had the buzz going.
Thank God.
To really give us an angle, something to work off of.
Yes. God knows. We had nothing to work from, such as it was. Mike, 21. Donate sperm for money.
Yes.
How old are you, Mike? Oh, 21. That's right.
Are you drinking now?
Well, I'm stoned. That's it.
There you go.
21.
Yeah.
All right. And what are you doing? Going to college?
I go to college.
Yes. Okay. So the answer is yes.
All right. What's the question?
Well, I've got questions, and I want your opinion. And I've been doing it for about, I've been donating sperm for about a year and a half now. And a lot of my friends I've talked to have said it's really weird. Like, how can you do that? You know, like, where are your morals at? And then, like, maybe like, a couple other people I talked to said, hey, I'd do it.
Well, how does morality figure into this?
Well, I have morals. And
how do you figure morality figures into this?
You know what? I'm on the fence right now. I'm not sure if it's right or wrong.
How much do you get?
How much do I get per donation, or?
I forget. Every year in
okay,
in
well,
months.
Jesus, they pay me Christ. Like every 4 times, and it's $50
so
per.
Every 4 times.
It's $50 per donation, so it's $200.
Like $12.50 per.
All right, so you couldn't have said $50 a pop, huh?
No, it's $50 for 4.
No.
For 4 pops.
$200 for 4. They pay me every 4 times.
I see.
All right, so it's $50 a pop.
Right.
Okay. What was that, a half hour ago we were trying to get into that?
It doesn't make $250, though. Hey, what would be wrong with it? I'm trying to understand.
Wait a minute, Drew. Why does that make $250?
I said $200 is what I said.
Yeah, $200.
Yeah, okay, but Drew, why are you going back and revisiting that? It's $50 a pop, right?
And you said he gets paid every 4,
yes.
$250. And I said, well, every 4 is not $250, then it's $200.
No, he said he got $200.
He said $250.
No, yeah. He didn't. He said $200.
All right. $50. $50.
All right, whatever. Listen,
whatever.
What would be wrong with it?
I love about this show.
I've asked, like, the place I go, I've been asking them, like, how do you look at this? Are these my kids that I'm, you know, am I going to hear from it, you know, like 10 years from now? Or, and they're like, no, you know, there's confidential, you know, this and that.
What would be wrong with it?
Oh,
what are your thoughts?
Hold on a second. Hold on, Mike. Hold on a second. Drew, stop pursuing this line with this idiot.
He hasn't answered once.
Well, obviously, he can't articulate himself, and I don't really blame him for a change. I mean, he's having misgivings about it.
Yeah, but he put it in a moral context.
There's implicit moral...
tell me
territory how. Territory that comes with it.
What
do you mean, tell me how?
Yeah, I'm
creating a life with your seed that you're not going to be a part of.
And how, I understand that people would be uncomfortable with that, but how does morality figure into that? I just wonder, why is it different than adoption? Is something morally wrong with adoption? I don't know. I'm just asking.
True. You don't know.
That's right.
You don't have any feelings on this. You think it's perfectly fine. You wouldn't mind if your child just delivered his seed for $50 a pop.
I could see where people would be uncomfortable with it, but if I wouldn't choose to do it, and I wouldn't feel comfortable.
Why? Why wouldn't you feel comfortable? Why wouldn't you choose to
do it?
It
just seems weird to have.
Well, there you go.
But that's not a moral issue.
Yes, it is. It's based on morality. I mean, it's a moral question, and, you know, maybe we're putting too fine a point on it, but for lack of a better term, we're just going with moral here. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think it's not applied properly. That's what I was getting at.
Well, it may not be 100%, but what word would you use?
You're uncomfortable. It's weird. You don't feel
good. Yeah, but why is it weird, Drew?
It's weird to know that you're messing with the biology. You're sort of screwing with Mother Nature a little bit.
Why would abortion be immoral, or why would you use that term toward abortion?
Because that has to the issues of
that has to do with procreation and life.
No. A termination of life without justification. To even if you had justification, you wouldn't call that a moral issue. But the fact is, the donating sperm is sort of in the same realm as adoption. You're creating life and then allowing somebody else to raise it. Is that a problem? And is it more of a problem because you're sort of creating more potential from that than even adoption? The adoption happens.
Well, all right, but he's not doing it for, you know, philanthropic reasons. He's doing it so he can buy more top ramen.
So creating a market.
Pot.
So that is a moral issue. Is it proper to take a market and make sperm a market for sperm? That is a moral issue, I think. Anyway,
all right, so the question is, what do they want Mike's sperm for?
Mike,
and how much does the top grade stuff go for?
Mixing it with donkey.
Well, sometimes I've got a low count, and they give me less. But you
less
know,
money.
I'm sorry.
They give you less money if your sperm count's low.
Right.
No way.
I'm serious.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you don't have the 70 mil or whatever it is that you need. They can't pay you top dollar for it because it's...
And what's the procedure? How do you go about it?
Well, I...
What's the gradation?
How to get initiated into this or how do
okay,
you...
Okay, listen, Drew, stop talking. What is the procedure? How do you go about doing this?
I go down to the clinic, knock on the back door, let me in. I sign in my personal code and grab a cup and... turn on a flick or open a mag and do what I got to do.
And then you hand them the cup and they give you $50.
No. I hand them the cup and then every four times, every...
Yeah, okay. All right. They give you $200, which is equivalent to $50. Would you hang up on him? He's trying to say.
Thank you.
All right. All right. I don't know why they want his sperm. Don't you have to have... Isn't there some criteria, Drew?
Don't you need to be special in some way?
Well, I mean, aren't they, and stop me if I'm wrong, but aren't they looking for guys, let's say, you know, over 6 foot tall or blue eyes or with a master's degree, you know, a little bit of a pedigree, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I would think, but don't know.
All right.
All right, Sean, we'll try again. 14. Sean?
Hey, okay. Right. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, every single time I'm with my girlfriend, if we're like laying in bed or making out or something, I'll get a hard on.
Yeah?
Out of nowhere, I was like, get a hard on. And I was wondering, like...
Not out of nowhere, you're making out.
I know, but, like, I'll try... I was like, get a hard on. And I was, like, wondering what I could do to, like, make it go away. I tried thinking of other things, but it just doesn't work.
Why do you want it to go away?
Because it's... I don't know, it's just there. She's, like, not exactly into sex or anything like that. And
well, she's 13.
Just because it's there doesn't mean you have to do anything with it.
Okay.
God knows. I'd love to know, hang up on Sean, please. I'd love to know the percentage of times I've actually utilized an erection. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would kill myself immediately if I knew the answer to that question. I would say be about every 45,000 erections I've had over the course of my lifetime, have I actually used it?
Get deployed.
Yeah, okay. It's been deployed. And if you eliminated masturbation from that equation, it'd go up to a Google. You can't count that high.
All right, listen, we got to go to break.
Fine.
All right, we'll be right back.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Twin Cities Harley-Davidson is having a gigantic four-day sale on genuine Harley-Davidson parts, accessories, and motor clothes. Plus, just in time for Father's Day, there's an extra special savings on all genuine Harley-Davidson leather jackets for Dad. While you're there, check out their selection of brand-new 2000 model Harleys. Twin Cities Harley-Davidson has a huge selection of new 2000 Harley-Davidsons ready for immediate delivery. Plus, many more in stock and ready for you to ride away today. On Saturday, June 17th, stop on in and enjoy the free food and ice-cold beverages while you check out the sales in every department. Twin Cities Harley-Davidson North's gigantic four-day sale. Find them on the east side of Highway 65 at 85th Street in Blaine. Give them a call at 763-786-9079 for info. Or check them out on the web at tcharley.com. That number again is 763-786-9079.
Musicians, what's the big deal at Mars Music? Big deals. Big savings. Plus, enter your band to win a big recording deal in our $100,000 music search. Look for the Mars Music Savings Catalog in your mail or in the store. And save big. Save big on Squire Strat by Fender. Now just $129. Plus, get a free gig bag. Save over $200 on a Roland 61-key synthesizer. Now just $179. Get a Mapex Voyager 5-piece drum set for only $399. Complete with hardware and throne. Buy two AKG vocal mics for only $59. Save an incredible $139. For big deals and big savings, look for our catalog or shop on our website at marsmusic.com. If you really want to make it big, enter your band in the $100,000 Big Deal Music Search presented by Mars Music and The Box. If you've got the talent, we've got the gear. Mars Music, the music maker's destination. Want to play?
As you sit in your parents' basement after graduation, trying to decide which side of the laundry room the Black Sabbath poster should go, try this simple test. Open the door and listen. Is that the sound of prospective employers lined up outside, job opportunities in hand, waiting to talk to you? Maybe that was the wrong door. Try the other one.
Hello?
You must not have gone to Dunwoody Institute, where graduates of our 16 exciting programs in areas like machine tool and die, auto service, and automation technology are able to choose from an average of 6 job opportunities each after graduation. Call Dunwoody Institute today at 612-374-5800.
If you're interested in learning about printing and graphics production and haven't seen Dunwoody's multi-million-dollar state-of-the-art printing facility, contact Tracy today at 612-374-5800 to arrange a tour. That's 374-5800. Call today.
Join the Minnesota Literacy Council for the 2000 Minnesota Literacy Golf Open, Monday, July 10th at New Prague Golf Club. The scramble tournament begins at 11 a.m. and a silent auction, reception, and dinner follow. Nearly 1 in 5 Minnesota adults is functionally illiterate. If you're in marketing, sales, or communications of any kind in your company, get involved in this first annual event. For more information, call Chairman Ben Gardner at 952-758-5811 or check the station's website. The deadline is July 3rd. Call today and be a link to literacy.
Alternative Classics Zone 105 presents the Club 80s Flashback Tour featuring Wang Chung. Missing Persons with Dale Mazzio. A Flock of Seagulls. And She Loves Jezebel. July 29th at the Quest. Zone 105 wants you to win tickets.
That's it, baby!
Just email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard, and we'll pick winners at random. The Club 80s Flashback Tour featuring Wang Chun, Missing Persons with Dale Bozzio, A Flock of Seagulls, and G Loves Jezebel. Live from Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Parola.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Oh, wow.
105.
KCNR Lakeville. KCNT Cambridge. KCNT Eden Prairie. Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
Hey, welcome back to Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew. Adam Carolla's here. Adam.
Yay,
hey,
buddy. Oh, Christ.
Anderson Paul loves that man. Intro. He gives it the right at that break.
Yeah. Man,
let's burn through some calls here, shall we?
Good times.
Oh, he doesn't have his cowbell. He can't do it.
Yeah.
So, here we go. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, Drew.
All right.
I've been ready for 5 years, buddy.
Brett,
just
21.
Just waiting for you to make a move.
Brett.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, for the last couple weeks, my balls been hurting and stuff, and it's like a sharp pain in there, and I went to the doctors. She was wrong, and they said that they thought it was just an infection in there, and I felt my balls, and I got a bump in there, and it feels like a hard thingy in there, and I don't know what's going on.
Well, if there's any question, they would do an ultrasound to see if there's a tumor, but it's very typical and very common for men to get infections in the epididymis, the little region that sits on top of the testy. And if, Adam, if you were here, I'd show you on the anatomy book we have here.
Oh, I know. Well, it's the yarmulke on top.
The yarmulke, yeah. I mean, it's inflammation of the urethra, the prostate can predispose to that, STDs certainly, and sometimes nothing. You just kind of get it sometimes. Bacteria gets down there somehow. It's not a big deal. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I went in there, and he told me to go back there in 2 weeks to get an ultrasound.
Good.
And it's been about a week, and it feels like the lump is growing. They're getting bigger.
Did he put you on antibiotics or anti-inflammatory?
Yeah, he put me on antibiotics.
Good.
And,
good. See him.
All the right thing, Brett. That's the right thing to do. And when they ultrasound it, they'll be able to tell you for sure it's nothing to worry about, okay?
All right, I hope so.
All right, Drew.
I just want to throw a holler out, my buddy.
Drew, don't you understand? Put the person on hold when you're wrapping up with them. And when you go, all right, buddy, moving on, don't wait for them to go,
okay.
I want to give a shout out. Just put them on hold.
Valerie, 15.
Yes?
What's going on, Valerie?
I'm really horny, and I want to know how to stop being horny. I'm having, sex constantly.
Guys or the same guy? Or?
It depends on if I have a boyfriend. If I'm with somebody, I'll try to have sex with him.
Are they older guys?
I usually go for the older guys.
How much older?
Between 17 and 20.
Adam, you want to ask the questions?
Well, where's your dad? Where's your dad?
I don't know.
When's the last time you saw him?
I'm not really sure who my dad is, actually. Never really was in contact with my dad.
All right.
How about the stepdads? What were they like?
Oh, no. My mom, I don't live with her either.
Uh-oh. Who do you live with?
I used to live with my grandparents, but we got in this bigger deal like a month ago, and now I'm living with my aunt.
Yeah. What happened with your grandparents?
Huh?
What happened with your grandparents?
What happened with my grandparents?
Okay.
You said there was a big ordeal that happened just recently.
We got in a fight and I yelled at her and I ran away for like a week, 2 weeks almost.
Did they hit you?
No.
Have they ever hit you?
No. It's constantly fighting in that house because of my brother.
What's wrong with your brother?
My brother is he's 14, but he has ADHD and OCD.
Did he ever do anything to you?
My brother? No.
Adam, your brother ever do anything to you?
Let's see. What day is it? No.
Valerie, somebody
else? Did your brother ever do anything to you, Valerie?
To somebody else?
Who's somebody else?
Hey.
Tell us about who did it. Who did something to you?
Well, like, I was, like, introduced to sex whenever I was, like, in kindergarten.
All right. Valerie?
You weren't introduced to it, Valerie. You were sexually abused. You were molested.
Well, it was by, like, a friend my age.
Right. That's one of the more common kinds of sexual abuse is child on child.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the deal. Valerie, you got to get some, can you get some help, some therapy? Can you talk to somebody?
Well, I have a counselor, but he's no good. And
he's fine. What's wrong with him?
Well, he doesn't care about me, like, with my situation with my grandparents. He told me, like in the middle of our fight, like, it was, like, a week later, and me and my grandparents, we had a session with him. And, like, I wasn't planning on going home, and my grandma was all like, well, when are you going to meet with us again? And he's like, well, I really don't have time. I'm booked, so I'll try to call you guys later. And in my opinion, if he really cared about us, you know, we were going through, like, a family crisis, you know? Like, I wasn't home, you know, I ran away. And
all right, when are you going to see him again?
I moved. Well, I'm living with my aunt now, and it's 6 hours away from where I was.
All right, you need to find a new. Can you tell your aunt you need a new counselor? You need to talk to somebody. In the meantime, stop having sex.
Well,
and Drew.
It's not really sex.
Really listen. We can't get into all the details. You need to talk to a counselor. You need a new counselor. Yep. Okay. And you need to talk to your aunt about setting you up with a new counselor. And Drew.
Yeah.
Here's what I've learned from this show. If you say to somebody on this show, where's your brother? And then they go, he's in the next room. And you go, what kind of guy is he? You cannot leave it open. You have to say, what kind of guy is he, your brother? Because if you say, how's your brother? He's fine. What kind of guy is he?
Huh?
Do you realize the answer will be who?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we also have the only listeners on the in the world who will say, I had a little incident involving an ice cream truck.
Right.
And then you go,
What happened?
And they go, huh?
With what? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Can that be age? What is that, Drew? Is it us? I think it's us.
It's got to be us. It is from which you invented the term egotard.
Thank you very much. I want that on my gravestone, ego tards. Okay, Valerie needs to talk to a therapist in a bad way. Find a new one in your new location, and please, not everyone is your daddy, Valerie.
Stop having sex.
I know you think it makes you feel better, but ultimately it makes you feel worse.
It reinforces all those bad feelings you have.
Dad, stop abandoning your little girls. You see what happens to them? All right. Who's next?
Greg, 16.
Greg?
Yep.
What's going on?
I was wondering how these guys in pornos last so long.
Adam, tell them.
They have a penis that works. Well, it's like saying, how do these guys in the NBA jump so high? I can't jump that high.
Well, it's also like saying, how did Luke Skywalker go so fast in that spaceship?
No.
It's on film.
Well, but no, Drew, now how dare you?
I'm sorry to break your image of the stars in your life.
No, here's my point. I mean, my analogy is...
They're hired for the job.
Yeah, the reason the guys in the NBA can jump higher than you can is why they're in the NBA.
Right.
The reason the guys are in porn movies can, last for 45 minutes and then whip it out and have a money shot on cue, that is why they're in the porn industry.
Right.
They happen to have a gift. One that I possess as well, I might add. Thank you. Except for the penis size. That one I can't do anything about.
Frank.
All right, next question.
Frank is 20.
Frank?
Yes. Hi, I'm just calling because I have a question. I wanted to know what can I do to, like, I think I'm a sex addict because constantly I'm going to the website, like, while I'm at work, I'm going to the porn website.
Mm-hmm.
And usually get at 7 o'clock in the morning, and mm-hmm. I'm there by myself in the office and till like 8:30, 9. And I'm like, as soon as I get in, you know, I don't even have breakfast. I get in there, and I just, that's the first thing I do.
What are you supposed to be doing, air traffic control?
No, he works with kids.
Actually, I'm a travel agent.
Oh, close enough. And you, now do you masturbate at work?
Yes.
You had to think about that one for a second.
Not really. Well, I don't know. Hopefully no one's going to hear me or listen.
Listen. Let me explain. I've done that at every job I've had, and there's never anything clearly posted that says you cannot masturbate.
Every morning at your desk?
Yes.
Adam?
At the desk?
Yes.
Wow. And aren't you scared someone's going to walk in?
Well, that's why I locked the door. It's a small office.
He looks like an eager beaver. He gets there early every day, Adam.
That's right.
First
yeah.
to work.
No, but what I'm concerned is that now, it's gotten so bad that I'm so obsessed, and I want to send them pictures of myself naked.
Oh boy.
So that they can post them up in their website. They actually have an email address where I could send pictures of me in my boxers, and then they'll call me up. I'm so obsessed. I send them an email, and I constantly...
Hey, slow down there, Frank. What kind of websites are you looking at? Anything in particular?
Yeah.
Which ones?
I'm sorry?
What particular are you looking at?
We're back to it.
Yeah.
I'm bisexual, and I look at both.
So you were sexually abused at one time?
I've been trying to figure that out because I don't really think I was sexually abused, but...
Well, what do you think happened?
I don't know. I really don't know because I did do some drugs about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't really been feeling well after doing them.
No, that ain't it.
I don't know. Frank, I've been just, through hell for the past year. And
listen,
now
you gotta quiet down. You gotta go to SA.
Well, let me get referred to it. Since you're on the web all the time, go to the National Council on Sexual Addiction and Compulsivity.
Okay.
And go to their website, the NCSAC.
NCA?
No, National Council on Sexual Addiction and Compulsivity.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, there's just...
It's www.ncsac.org.
Okay.
And they'll give you some referrals. It's a place you can get some help, perhaps.
And, Frank, do it after you've whacked off so you're in a sort of calmer state. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you got that sperm in you, you're hard to deal with.
You're manifesting a syndrome that's typical of people that have been sexually abused. Okay.
Hey, Drew?
Yeah.
Is this why they put that Lucite piece of plastic down underneath the desk that the chair goes on? Is that what that's for?
Yeah.
So I was curious.
Just wipe it down, no problem.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's funny. Somebody told me once that was for the chair, so it rolled around more easily.
You know, people have sort of euphemisms about
the Yeah. I always called it a whack guard, and people laugh, but I knew what it was there for.
They laughed because they were nervous that you figured it out.
Yeah, same with that thing you put on the computer keyboard, that cover?
That plastic thing.
Yeah, that's what that's for, right?
You bet that Frank got one of those.
It's funny. They call it like a dust cover. That's funny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All you've been. It's all code.
It's so funny. Yeah, Frank's showing up at 7 a.m., every morning. I bet his boss is like, I wish more of you were like Frank. Look at him. He's in every morning. He's burning the midnight oil every night. He never leaves his desk, and he always has a smile on his face and a roll of paper towels on his desk ready for action. Now, you guys should learn a lesson from Frank. Frank, come here. I want to give you a citation of merit.
Probably right. Stuck to his chair.
Yeah. Do you see what everyone's doing when you talk to everyone about making travel plans or masturbating?
Julie, 28.
Yeah. I have some questions. I have cramps when I have orgasms the week before my period.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes.
Fascinating.
Well, it happens to people sometimes. So what's
Does
the question?
It?
Yeah.
But is there anything you can do for it?
If you're more bloated, you notice you get the pain worse?
I really don't notice when the pain's coming. I guess the more intense, the closer I get to orgasm, the pains start, but then they don't stop.
But you can't associate it with a bloat or anything like
no.
that?
No.
And do you have painful periods generally?
No.
And where's the pain?
It's in my lower abdomen. And it's not just pain, it's severe cramping. I lose my bowels, my urine, everything.
You lose it?
Yeah.
Well, help us understand that.
You cramp in your pants?
No. When I have an orgasm, I just all of a sudden get cramps, and so I run to the bathroom.
Well, because that's not really... Is that losing your bowels?
No, losing means you're incontinent. It passes without your control.
Right. My stomach gets huge.
Okay, listen. Let's go back to the Duke factor here. Are you cramping yourself? when you're having an orgasm?
What do you mean, am I cramping myself? Yeah, okay. I cramp myself.
No. Do you make number two in the bed when you're having an orgasm?
No, it's not like a sexual thing, no.
I thought she said something about orgasm.
She said she loses her bowel and urine during orgasm.
After orgasm. Okay. I'll have an orgasm, then all of a sudden these cramps come, and my stomach gets huge, and I go to the bathroom.
Fine. Understand, that's not losing it. That's just having to go to the bathroom. Right?
There's no controlling over it. Like, if I try to keep it
Do you make it to the toilet?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, then that would
be control.
Be control. When you crap on the dog on the way to the bathroom, that meant you've lost control of your bowels.
Okay.
Here's what I'm saying is,
My question is about the cramping. Yes, okay. It's not about the crapping.
Okay. All right. What should you do, Drew?
I've been to several doctors about it.
Right. It could be irritable bowel. It could be some sort of pubococcygeal spasm. It could be some component of dysmenorrhea, some inflammation of the pelvic organs in and around your period. You might try some anti-inflammatories. Do you have irritable bowel, spastic colon?
No.
Okay.
But I have colitis.
Well, that's spastic bowel probably.
Okay.
So you may be just stirring up your irritable bowel, and it's not a big deal.
You're shaking your snow globe, as it were.
That's right. Man,
he loses total control of her bowel.
I think so
that she cramps in the toilet. I know you have a lot of older patients that have that problem.
Yeah,
They have no control over their bowel function.
Right.
And they cramp in the toilet every time.
No, not every time. Boy, it is a full moon night, is it not?
Catherine. I'll tell you. I've said it 1,000 times. We have the world's dumbest callers.
Well,
and I would
living up to their reputation.
I will pit them against any show, national or local.
Speaking of
stupidity,
reputation, let's talk to Catherine, who's 15.
Hi, Adam. Yeah, there's something about the callers tonight. I've noticed that. They're, like, strange. I have a, like, reputation, and nobody, like, takes me seriously now that I want a relationship.
What happened?
Oh, gosh. Well, I was basically a slut, and, I just make out with people I didn't know, and just guys would consider me just, like, easy and everything.
Well,
and
why were you doing that?
I don't know. I just been, like, introduced to it, and
what does that mean?
Like, I just found out, like, about guys and everything, and
all right. Are we having sex with any of them?
No, but I'm 13. But, I don't know.
I'm old for our show. Okay, listen to me, screwball. All you're doing is making out with all these guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Your reputation is intact.
Yeah, I think people kind of get
especially by today's standards.
Well, no guys will consider me, like, to be someone to have a serious relationship with. They just want to, like, go out with me for one night and make out, and that's it.
No, you're just attracted to those guys. That's what all guys think. That's the only guys you'll have. You understand?
Right.
If you think about it, you can think of guys who liked you and who liked you as more than that, but you didn't like them. So that's the question. Why don't you like them?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, it's just the guys that go out with me are those ones. I'm not sure, like...
Why don't you choose different kinds of guys to go out with?
I've tried. Oh, hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Drew.
That's that.
Well, there you go. Well, a good 5 minutes worth of externalizing, and now it's time to go to bed.
Oh, my God.
Listen, everybody. Whatever it is you're getting is what you're asking for. Not what you want, necessarily. Lord knows it's not what you want, but it's what you're asking for in your own way.
Right.
And that's a very important... It's a very important concept for everyone to think about. Wherever you're at, whatever you're getting, whatever people are giving you, whatever kind of relationship you're in, you may not be happy with it, and you may not enjoy it, but there's some part of you that's bringing it on, mm-hmm. and you have to take a look at that. If every guy you're going out with just wants to have a one-night stand, what is the constant in that equation? It's you. It's not every guy. It's you. I mean, if you break it down, like a math problem, it's you, there'd be you on one side of the chalkboard, and then there'd be 100 other marks on the other side, but you are the one that has the line to every one of those 100 on the other side of the chalkboard.
Absolutely.
So figure out what the one on the left side is doing, and then you don't have to worry about everything on the right.
Let's talk to Jennifer. It's 25. Jennifer?
Boy, that was solid, Drew.
Very solid. Chalkboard.
That's the kind of stuff that makes me a an award-winning talk show.
Patch marks, yeah.
Even though I've never actually seen the award.
Jennifer.
Or I think Ann did bring it in once, yeah.
Jennifer.
What's going on?
Well, let's see. Me and my brother had a really complicated childhood. I mean, it was pretty screwed up.
Why?
Let's see. I had a stepfather that, for any reason whatsoever, he decided he'd like to beat us and what so. My question is my brother at one point, I mean, we had sex together.
How old were you?
I can't say he raped me.
How old were you?
How old? I was 12, 11.
Okay.
I can't say he raped me because I didn't say no, because at this point in time of my life, it was one of the things that I thought that's how I got people to, you know, be close to me, like me, because of my stepfather.
How old was he? Not your stepfather, your brother at the time that
yeah.
raped you.
He's 4 years older than me, so he was...
15?
14, 15.
Maybe 16.
16, yeah.
Okay, and how old are you now?
I'm 25.
I see.
You were having sex with other people at that point also?
Yeah.
At the age of 11?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what'd you do? Get into heroin at some point?
No.
What'd you get into? Booze?
Oh, well, you know, I got into a little bit of everything.
Everything except okay. heroin. We were way off, Adam. Way off.
I didn't get into heroin. I didn't get into, I guess heroin.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, anyway, Jennifer, you're 25 now. Yeah.
Is I forgive my brother. I don't hold no grudges against him.
Right.
You know, he wasn't right for what he did. I wasn't right for what I did. But my brother...
What did you do? You were 11 or 12 years old. You had a guy who was well into puberty coming at you.
He was my brother. I didn't object it. Okay.
No,
so,
listen. Don't blame yourself for not attacking your brother.
I don't blame myself. I don't blame myself. What I want to do is try to figure out a way to get my brother to forgive himself, because he can't, and it's making a major toll on his life. No matter how many times that I tell him that I forgive him, I've gotten over it, because I sincerely have. You know, because I understand. Screwed up situation.
Right. All right. Let me. So your brother.
I believe Jennifer may have. Maybe.
Yeah. Your brother's
there.
Like 29, 30 now, something like that.
29.
Yeah. Okay. Listen. Here's what you do. You get yourself a sexy little piece of lingerie. Okay.
Shut up.
I'm going down a sick road here. Listen. Does he have kids?
You want me to put these people on hold, or you want to talk to him all night?
I want to know if he has kids. This guy,
Jennifer.
Yes.
Does he have kids?
He has kids.
Yes.
How many?
He has got three.
Oh boy. It's important that he have more than two, isn't it, Drew?
Very, very.
All right.
I wonder if that's why he can't forgive himself. Maybe he's still doing something.
Do you think he's doing anything to his kids?
Well, he may be doing something to somebody, and that may be why he's feeling so guilty still.
All right. You want to, I don't know. This is not one, this ain't a wrap-up one with me. I got a few questions for Jennifer.
All right, let's go back to her after the breakdown.
All right.
Bye. He has his own.
Yo, Loveline will be right back.
This is
Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Buying a wedding ring is a really important purchase, so where you buy yours from does matter. I'm Tom Shane, and selling wedding rings is our main business at the Shane Company. Our selection of single wedding rings is the largest in the state, as is our selection of wedding sets. We make sure our styles are different from typical jewelry stores. In terms of quality, we cut no corners at the Shane Company. As well as being beautiful, we make sure our rings are sturdy and substantial, so they will still look great years from now. Because our people are not paid on commission, they'll help you sort through our selection of over 1,000 sets and single wedding ring styles to find the right one for you and to make your shopping experience fun and memorable, as it should be.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
And now a message from Audio King, Car Audio. What could you do with $120? Let's think. Pizzas for a week? Juggling lessons? Another nose ring, perhaps? What else could you do? You could smash pavement, shatter windows, make senior citizens nervous, and really irritate your neighbors. All that for only $120? That's right, Chachi. Here's how. Right now, Audio King has 10 wood tornado subwoofers at 50% off. Two of the finest, deepest, duty-shakingest subwoofers in the universe for only $120. It's all a part of Kenwood Week during Audio King's Rockin' a Summer Sale. Get your boom boom on now with some new subs. And all you internet-savvy kids out there, come check out the new Kenwood In-Dash CD player that will play all your MP3 CDR CDs. Bodacious sound right off the internet. It's the first of its kind, and let me tell you, buddy, it's sweet. Subs, CDRs, you name it. If it's Kenwood, it's on sale, period. It's all here at Audio King's Rockin' a Summer Sale. This phenomenal sale is ending soon, so come by today.
Hey, hey, where'd you get that?
Audio King.
I just want to say thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, thanks, Tobacco, for convincing me to smoke.
And this filter just makes me feel so safe. It's like a seatbelt or an airbag.
Thank you, thanks, Tobacco, for singling me out as a major. For underestimating our intelligence.
For inducing emphysema and tracheotomy into the national lexicon.
Hey! I can be beautiful and have big, strong men by smoking your product. Where do you get this stuff?
I'm tired of kissing your butt and making my breath
gross and it makes you want to throw up. Thanks,
Big Tobacco, for causing incidents
in young men.
Thank you, Big Tobacco. For destroying our lives.
I love him so much. I hope he's a really good about it.
I have a soul.
Thank you, Big Tobacco, but you haven't got me yet, and you
can just take those cancer sticks and shove them up your...
Thank you. That was fun.
In addition to that, thank you for Selena.
We didn't need all those people anyway. You've been targeting us for so long. Now we're going to target you.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. Join Shelley Miller at Polly's in Chaska this Thursday night and Thorne at the Blue Fox in Arden Hills Friday night for great prizes. And if you think you're funny, a chance to appear at our final comedy showcase. The great Volkswagen deals are at Burnsville Volkswagen and Westside Volkswagen. Join Shelley Miller and the VW Cruiser this Saturday from noon till 2 at Burnsville Volkswagen on 35W and Cliff Road for great prizes and Volkswagen deals. Brothers is the hottest bar in the Warehouse District. Happy hours from 4 to 7 and everything is 2 for 1. Yes, everything, even on event nights. Brothers, 431st Avenue. Always the best specials, always the most fun, guaranteed. For affordable fares and friendly service, contact Sun Country Airlines at 1-800-FLY-AND-SUN or suncountry.com. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for details.
As you're listening to the following promo, please adopt a sneer on your face. Thank you. Zone 105 wants to send you on an alternative classic vacation to see Billy Idol at the House of Blues in Chicago. Here's my rebel yell. Thank you. Just email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia will pick a winner at random. Billy Idol at the House of Blues in Chicago. From Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide. And alternative classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Brew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew.
Hey.
That's Adam Carolla.
Hey, Drew.
We got a full moon night going here.
Yeah.
Full
flesh. Talk to the next caller. I'm going to go watch myself on Conan in the next room.
Oh. You want to torture yourself?
It was so abominable, I have to do it. If right. I was good, I wouldn't watch myself, but all it was right. So bad that I have to see what happened.
I'll tell you what, I will save Jennifer till you get back, okay?
All right. Just take a call about like an ovarian cyst.
All right, relax.
Back in 3 minutes.
All right. This is Allison 19. Allison?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much.
Go right ahead.
Well, let's see. Okay. I, like, think my boobs are too small. I mean, I'm sure this is, like, a normal thing. But, I heard about these pills you can take to, like, make your breast bigger.
Right, money back guarantee?
No. But,
Where'd you hear about it?
On a radio.
Yeah.
Like, on the radio station, and it's called Busting Out.
Yeah.
And, like, I've considered getting, like, breast surgery, you know? But I don't want them, like, to look all fake and bubbled out like that.
Look, there really isn't anything that will substantially change your breast size. So, although sometimes the birth control pill will in some women.
Well, I was on that, and, like, it just, I didn't like it, and it just did weird things to me.
And beyond that, it is the knife.
But isn't there, like, a kind you can get so they don't,
no.
you know?
Yeah, oh,
big,
sure.
Bubbly, and, like, I don't want, like, Pamela Lee or anything.
No, there's all kinds of things they can do, and some women are very happy with those procedures.
And what
size are you, actually?
I know it sounds stupid, but it kind of varies from bra to bra, but, you know.
Right.
But it's usually about a 32B.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, but I'm, like, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's kind of like there's reminders of big boobs everywhere, you know? And
yeah,
it's, like, magazines, and I realize they, like, do a lot of stuff like taping, and, you know, because I've done a small tad bit of modeling and stuff.
Do you think
that's
more about a function of how you feel about yourself generally?
Well, I just would, like, you know, I'd like to feel comfortable wearing, you know, different things and, you know, just I'd like to feel better about myself, and I think that it would, but it's, like, all the... You know, people I've seen that have had, you know, breast increased things, or it's just they don't look real.
Okay.
You know, I don't want like the natural cleavage looking thing. I just want, you know.
Allison, you're going to do what you're going to do, but I suggest you really do some soul searching about what it is you need to feel good about yourself. And I'm not sure the change in your breast size, which is quite adequate in and of itself, is going to change fundamentally your sense of your own worth. Let's see. This is now Julie's 26. Julie?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Not a whole lot.
Right.
Just hanging out.
All right.
Kind of curious about where the male G-spot is.
Well, you can look all you want. It's the penis.
Well, I know that much. Isn't there one up the anus somewhere, though?
No.
Is that just a myth?
It's more just total BS for those goddamn women's magazines to write about.
Oh.
Some men, and I would dare say a few... like their prostate stimulated, but it has nothing to do with the G-spot.
Uh-huh.
It's something that enhances their orgasmic sort of intensity.
Well,
some men,
he'll be happy to know that.
And most men are not into that.
Yeah, he was a little reluctant.
Men are very... there's no mystery. Okay? It's there. You take care of it. That's it.
Well, I was fine with that. I just figured he spent so much time looking for mine, I'd return the favor.
Did he find yours?
Oh, yeah.
And where was it?
It was just kind of up and inside... kind of up.
Yeah, well, how does he stimulate that?
With his finger.
Does that make a big difference?
I wouldn't say that it's any different than having sex, but it felt good.
And do you orgasm during sex normally?
Yeah.
Okay, so why are people so intent on mastering the intricacies of anatomy when it does make a damn bit of difference, really?
Well, I wasn't too worried about it. I just figured, you know, he spent a lot of time trying to please me, and he does.
I'm glad
just,
he did that. That's fine.
You know, I'd help him out.
That's nice you're thinking about him, but really, the relationship is good?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that
we've
much more?
We've been together, well, I've known him for 11 years, but we've been sexually involved for 4. So.
Wow. Isn't that much more important than anything else?
Yeah, not really.
No?
What did you say?
Isn't the relationship more important than anything
else?
Oh,
yeah. I thought you said something different.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean... I always joke about him. If he was paralyzed from the neck down, I'd still stay with him. So.
Stop reading all those women's magazines, will you, please?
I don't read many women's magazines.
Well, they're polluting your brain.
Yeah, and that poor girl that just called, polluting hers, too.
Which one is that?
Goodness, I have B cups, and I'm fine with those.
Yeah, I know. It's sad. She clearly doesn't feel good about herself and is searching for solutions, but this ain't the one. It's Brian is 16. Brian?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much.
All right. Would you like to ask a question?
Yeah.
Daniel, everybody, I swear to God, do you first ask, have you had a Quaalude tonight? Yes. Okay, good. You'll be right for the call. All right. We'll be right with you. What's going on, Brian?
Lately, like when I've been having sexual intercourse, I haven't been getting an orgasm.
Same partner?
Yeah.
And what's going on in that relationship?
Huh?
What's
going on?
Is it perhaps the connection tonight? Every single caller cannot hear what we're saying. Is there anything going on with the relationship with this woman? Is it,
no.
Nothing.
Everything's like fine.
You're still attracted to her?
Yeah.
And how long have you been having trouble with this?
Well, it was like last week.
One time?
Two times.
You got any medication?
No.
And nothing going on in your life where you're stressed or changing your eating, your activity levels, anything like that? And maybe you're, maybe you've been too active with her.
Too active?
Yeah.
We've only done it like 3 times.
And 2 of those times you couldn't have an orgasm?
Yeah.
How long did you try for?
Well, we've been trying for like 15 minutes.
And then give up?
Yeah.
Maybe it just takes longer than that for you. Brian? Brian?
Yeah.
Maybe it just takes longer than that for you.
Longer?
Right, go back to bed.
Hey, Drew, can I suggest we do the Drew Boogie or something just to kind of break out of this funk?
Come All on. Right, go ahead. Good. Do it.
Ow! Get down, get down.
Find you, have sex with me. Gee, it hurts, have sex with me. Maggot better, have sex with me. I want to have sex with me. I was born, so I had anal sex. Gee, it hurts. I'm still a virgin. Tried to be straight. I thought I shouldn't be straight. I was confused.
Hurt me.
No. Pee on this makes me sick. Hurts when I urinate. Makes me sick. Anal sex makes me sick. This guy's penis makes me sick. I've had anal sex, but felt no effects. I got these lesions. Gee, it hurts. Still a virgin. Makes me sick. It's called intimacy. Can I say that? You're fat. You're gay. Confused. You're sick. You're overweight. You're still a virgin. You're dysfunctional. Not acceptable.
Dr. Drew is right.
All right, I feel much better. Let's keep going. This now is
your brother.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm back.
Hey, good. How was it?
Hey, good times. It wasn't that bad.
Really?
It's just bad audience.
Yeah. All right. Keep going, shall we?
All right.
We're trying to recover from bad callers here. Joe, 22.
Me.
Joe?
I'm sorry. I was recovering from my... so my question was mainly for Adam. You've had anal sex before, haven't you?
Well, I've been on the receiving end of it. I don't know if I've given anybody anal sex.
I've had anal sex?
Yeah, what are you saying there, Joey?
Well,
sure, I've been cornholed like the best of them, but I've never given it to anybody. I mean, right, buddy?
What is the proper technique for anal sex? My girlfriend...
Well, for me, it's just pretty much just biting down real hard on a rolled-up bar rag.
Or a piece
just sort of
leather.
Hanging on, you know?
No, I mean, I've watched enough porno movies, I know.
All right.
You don't just shove it in there. You don't do it like that. I mean,
no, I tried to run...
Time, right?
Right. Yes.
Right.
So listen, who's answering this question, me or you?
First off, I
can tell you through experience that the running start technique is not the way to go. That really offends the ladies and the lads.
The dryinal rape.
Yes, dare. Yeah. That's right. You need to use a certain amount of lubricant would be nice. You should always put a condom on. I don't think that area of the body can really be, like, stimulated, like the vagina, to accept the penis. Do you know what I'm saying, Drew?
Right, it doesn't sort of dilate, and there's no lubrication.
On the other hand, one could get a finger up there and kind of probe around a little just so that the penis wasn't such a shock. You know what I'm saying?
I guess I do.
Yeah.
More information than I needed, frankly, but okay.
All right. Well, lots of lubricant, put a condom on, and... you know, do what I do, which is I'll bend down and kiss my St. Christopher medal that's hanging around my neck for just an extra added bit of luck.
That's good. Now, you want to get back to Jennifer about her brother?
Acceptable.
Now, we've got lots of questions for her and her molesting brother.
That's right. So, when Jennifer was 11, or 12, she had sex with her brother who was 14 or 15 at the time. And she forgives him. They came from a very screwed up family. Stepfather did a lot of damage to them.
Stepfather.
Right. Did I not say stepfather?
Stepfather.
Did Jennifer want to repeat that again?
Stepfather.
Okay.
Okay.
You got that out?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I said stepfather. I was mistaken.
Okay. Good.
And now he has three children of his own. And he's still blaming himself. Is he married, Jennifer?
No.
He's divorced?
No.
He never got married?
No.
Okay. Three kids with the same woman?
No. Stepfather. Stepfather, no.
Three kids with the same woman?
Excuse me?
Three kids with the same woman?
No.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
Put her back on hold, please.
You got a million questions for her, though.
I know, but I can't.
It's one of those nights. It's a weird night.
I can't do it anymore. Do you understand? It's like, so what about your brother's wife? No.
Stepfather.
stepfather. He has three children? Yes. Is three from three different wives? No.
Stepfather.
No. Okay, get her back. I'm going to try one last time.
All right.
Hey, Jennifer?
Stepfather. Are you asking me about my brother or my stepfather who did this to me?
I'm asking you about your brother.
You said your brother molested you, right?
Your brother has three children.
Yes.
Is he still married?
He has never been married.
Okay, so we're still on him. Are the three children from one woman?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's Adam. It's Merit, if you suggest anything like that.
I'm sorry. God. And how many? Four women or three women?
Three children, four women. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, sorry.
Three different women.
Three different women. And is he in contact with the children, or are they raising them?
He's in contact with them. He has full visitation.
Do you have some concerns about him and those children?
No.
Okay.
Why not?
Because we do.
Well, I'm sorry that you do, but I know my brother more. You know, he's a
we know
man.
You know him. He abused you when you were 11. And people that abuse like that tend to have about over a 50% probability of doing that to their own kids.
Well, I can't believe that because of the way that he hates himself and kicks himself. And.
But don't you think if he weren't continuing to behave in that way, it'd be easier for him to forgive himself? If it was something he did one time and that was it, but perhaps if he's still continuing, that he feels guilty?
He has two sons. He has one daughter. And
okay, hold on. Let me write that down.
I just can't believe that he would be like that. I know.
All right, well, hold on. Jennifer, if he's got two sons and one daughter, that's different. I didn't know that.
I thought he had
one of each.
No.
So, okay, so Jennifer, what can we do? I mean, he's still beating himself up. He had this horrible stepdad. Can he get some therapy? Why don't you ask him to get a little therapy, a little counseling?
Right, you can't make him forgive himself. And my concern is the reason perhaps he can't forgive himself is that perhaps this is more extensive than you know.
You think he can't forgive himself because maybe he's doing it now?
Or that he has done it more than you know.
Seriously?
No, Drew's bluffing as he often does on the show.
Yeah.
You know, he likes to screw around, especially with incest cases.
Okay. The point is he needs to get some help.
He needs to get some help, and we need to call in an airstrike. Did you get her coordinates?
We want two people to get those coordinates.
They're not working on the New York time.
Oh,
having trouble.
God.
The satellite is down. We can't lock it in.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you what we'll do here. We'll do what we call carpet bombing in this case. We have not locked in her actual coordinates, and we usually nail it down to, let's say, a block. We have it nailed down to a 5-mile square radius area. We're just going to carpet bomb this time. We're going to have to take out the entire neighborhood.
Okay.
That's all right. We'll get a few bad ones. All right, Drew. Well,
we're taking a break.
As long as Jennifer's over it, so am I.
Okay. We'll
take a little break. We'll be back.
Stepfather.
Once again,
Love Line. Love Line. Savannah Carolla and Dr. Drew will be right back before you know it.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
Does it have attitude? Does it have personality? Does it have style? At Great Clips, we know that to be a great haircut, it's got to be in sync with you. Your look, your image, your taste. That's why every Great Clips stylist receives ongoing postgraduate instruction at the Great Clips Advanced Training Centers. It's where they keep current on all the latest trends, hottest styles, and newest techniques. It's also where they learn how to ask the right questions and listen to what you have to say. So no matter which great tips you visit or which stylist cuts your hair, your haircut will always fit you. Your image, your look, your style. Guaranteed. And with convenient weekend and evening hours and easy-to-find locations, you can always get your haircut when it fits your schedule, not ours. Great Clips. Guaranteed satisfaction. Guaranteed style.
Think about it. When was the last time you heard a news story, read an article, or heard an advertisement promoting the latest advances in technology like the internet, websites, and e-commerce? We're all being inundated with this information for good reason. Technology is changing our world. And as technology advances, so does the need for people who know how to manage that technology. That's why the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College have programs that teach you the basics of network technology and internet management to develop the skills needed to enter this fast-growing field. Call 651-229-3600 to find out more about the short-term hands-on training available for you to become a network support specialist or a network systems engineer. These Microsoft-authorized academic training programs will prepare you to become a Microsoft-certified professional or Microsoft-certified systems engineer. And what could be more convenient than their on-site testing centers? So call the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College now at 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. You don't have to think about it anymore.
I got rhythm.
Well, I've got a Rhythms DSL internet connection.
I got music.
Download music files? No problem. And Rhythms DSL comes in the widest range of speeds over a Cisco-powered network.
I got rhythm.
Rhythms DSL is always on for business, even remote or home office, with great service and ultra-reliable performance.
I got music.
Visit Rhythms.com or call 1-877-850-0110 for a Rhythms authorized partner. Get affordable Rhythms DSL today.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hey, Adam.
Mm.
Can we find some way to recoup our dignity here?
Yeah.
This has got to be one of the worst shows in the last 3 years, right here, tonight. Here it is. Seriously, come on.
I blame the audience.
Yes, I know. Conan. I know you wouldn't accept responsibility for much of anything, but let's get together here. Kelsey's 15. All right.
Kelsey, what's going on? You're on Loveline, brother. What's your problem?
Well, I have a friend.
Brother. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, Kelsey's usually a guy's name.
No, I'm a girl. Okay. But I have a friend, and I think that she might be lesbian, and it seems like she's been coming on to me lately.
What does she do?
Well, she just, like, makes, like, little comments and jokes, and, like, she only makes them around me and not anyone else. And I'm totally not interested, and I want to know, like, what I can do to, like, kind of get her away.
Just hold your boundaries.
Just keep ignoring her. She'll go away.
Okay.
Right. She'll get the hint that you're not interested, and she'll move on.
Andy, 18. Andy?
Hi.
Hey.
I have a question. I'm gay, and I was hooking up with this guy Saturday night at a club, and we were kissing, hooking up pretty heavy, and when I got home later that night, I noticed that my lip was bleeding a little bit on the inside. I was wondering if I should be worrying about any kind of STDs or anything.
Did he bite you?
I don't know. It's kind of like...
That's the way STDs might be spread.
Yeah.
Right?
But we just, I don't know.
Bloodborne?
Well, he's gay. What could he have?
I don't know. We were just, like, he was, like, biting my lip and stuff, so...
Do you have anything to give him?
No.
You sure?
Not totally, but...
Yeah. Well...
Like, I give blood regularly, so I'm sure they would tell me if I had anything.
Oh, Andy, are you sure you're gay? You don't sound gay.
I don't sound gay?
No.
Well, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
No, I picture him wearing an ascot with his pajamas. All right, and so what should he do, Drew? Keep giving that blood?
Yeah, well, I think the bloodborne STDs is the one he needs to worry about. It's not so much that he's going to...
Well, should he get a hepatitis screening?
He's getting all that. He's had all that. There's no evidence that he liked it. I don't think...
All right, well, just keep giving the blood, and they'll notify you, right?
It's a risky position to take, because now you're telling people at risk to go ahead and keep giving to the blood pool when they might be donating during a time which they have sort of undetectable levels of antibodies to these various
things. I see. They take gay blood, huh?
If he's concerned, yeah, he should go out and get checked out. Johnny
now,
Quinter.
Aren't they scared that the people who get the transfusion are going to turn gay?
Johnny Quinter.
From the gay blood?
Yeah.
No?
Johnny 23. Maybe that's the problem, Adam. You've
Hey, guys, tonight's a big idiot night on K-Rock, so I'm going to make it short and sweet.
Right.
I got these, prior to me having sex or whatever, I have these, like, transparent, like, burst in my sperm, like, and it's like little bubbles, you know what I mean?
Like interruptions of the stream as it comes out?
Yeah, it's like it's with the full deal, but like I can push it out to like in chunks.
Yeah, it's good. You have the chunky sperm.
Your
that's
chunky
what you're
sperm
saying.
Is going to get that can be normal. Brian's 20, Brian.
It's very normal. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Go ahead, Brian.
I just want to know how come.
Or
why can I only have orgasm when the girl's riding me?
That's just what you like.
What position?
Huh?
Yeah, we have a good feeling about it. What position are you in when you masturbate?
I guess I'm laying on my back.
Well, there you go. So
are you fantasizing?
But
are you fantasizing about a woman on top at that point?
Yeah.
Or even that.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got to move your position around when you masturbate.
So like you're. When
yes,
I want to do like 69, so I should masturbate in the 69.
Do you have any other fetishes or anything?
Yeah, masturbate in the 69 position. Go right ahead.
Oh.
And by the way, you have to choose 6 or 9 when you masturbate in the 69 position. You can't do them both. Drew, hang up on him, please.
Okay,
no, I want to say something, though, to all the young kids out there when it comes to this kind of stuff. If you're in the same position on your back masturbating and you're doing that 400 times for every one time you have sex, when you then have sex and you're in a doggy position or you're on top or whatever other position you're in other than being on your back, it's going to be a little bit confusing. You may have difficulty with the orgasm.
But I think this female dominant thing does have some psychological implications. Some guys are really into that. They want to be sort of intruded.
You mean them being on top?
Well, on top. And some guys hate that. They can't. They wear them out. They can't stand it when a girl's on top.
But basically, I bet you the day this guy can masturbate when he's down on his knees is the day he can have an orgasm in the doggy position. And that's one day when we all unite and we all hold hands and form a giant circle around the globe. Do you understand?
Sing kumbaya.
And we end hunger and famine and strife.
All right.
Okay.
Jason, 26. Jason.
Yeah, this is for Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell him saw the show on Conan.
Yeah.
And I thought it was great. I thought he can just, you know, tell all the feminazis in the audience to screw themselves.
Yeah, fair enough.
Thank you.
Daryl,
and by the way, I like a guy who pronounces it Conan.
Conan. I had Conan last night. Daryl, 23.
Yeah.
He's funny.
What's up, girl?
A couple of weeks ago, I got in a pretty serious incident, and somewhere along the way, the doctors kind of screwed up, and right now I'm going through withdrawals from codeine and morphine, and I'm trying to figure out some easier way to go through these withdrawals.
There is no easy way, but this isn't the first time you've been on opiates, is it?
Yes, it is.
First time?
First time.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
You're an alcoholic?
No.
This isn't fitting for me. You smoke marijuana every day?
No. I got shot, so.
How long ago?
2 weeks ago.
You've been on morphine and codeine since then, and you're having withdrawal after just 2 weeks?
Well, I stopped. I mean, it was only pretty much not really a serious injury. It didn't go all the way through. It just went through the vest.
Daryl, you've been on codeine and morphine for only 2 weeks and you're having withdrawal already?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense.
All right. Well, then what should he do? Let's just say it's true.
He needs to be tapered off slowly then, because if he's not an addict, he should taper off relatively slowly and it should be no problem. But if he's been on for several months and he's an addict, it will be very uncomfortable.
All right, Drew. Close up shop for me, brother. I got to get up in 3 hours. Would you love her?
All right. Honey, we'll see you tomorrow, okay?
God bless.
All right.
I'll be in person tomorrow.
All right, we'll be back.
I'm taking a sleeping pill right now.
Oh, beautiful. We'll be back in a
good night. All right. This is Adam Carolla.
This is Love Line.
We'll be right back.
More Love Line. Zone 105.
Hi, this is Catherine from the As Is Band for Corona Beer.
reggae beat. They're gonna keep you bouncing at your feet now. Just jump, 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 and jump to the rhythm. Yeah, we're gonna play this funky style. We're gonna keep you bouncing all the while now. Just jump, jump, I wanna jump to the rhythm. Yes, I do. Jump to the rhythm, I see the bottom of the moon. Jump, 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 jump to the rhythm. Boom, 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 boom.
Make your own waves with Corona and Corona Light, imported by Barton Beer, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, I'm John. I was wondering if you would sign this petition against the...
Rex! Oh, I'm sorry. She'll be done in a second. Fact, it's best if you just let him finish. Hang on, let me just go turn down soundbreak.com.
Soundbreak.com? Is that an online music site?
No, it's way better. They have a 24-hour global webcast. It's a live digital jockey playing fresh new music from everywhere in the world to everywhere in the world.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, they might play some hot new unsigned band from Britain in the same rotation with, like, Korn, Dr. Dre, and Moby.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and they also have chat rooms and message boards where everyone can rate the bands and talk about the music.
Soundbreak.com sounds cool.
Oh, Bear, you've done. You want to watch that stain out before it sets?
Oh, sure. And maybe I can listen to a little more Soundbreak.com.
Soundbreak.com, the interactive online music experience.
Mmm, what you got there?
Broadway pizza.
Smells great. I haven't had Broadway pizza since I moved out of Northeast Minneapolis. Has it changed?
No way. Broadway pizza has been making the Twin Cities most delicious pizza for 50 years.
Weird.
What?
For a sec there, you sounded like a commercial.
That was nothing. Check this out. Broadway Pizza makes pizza with only fresh ingredients, homemade crust, premium toppings, and a rich tomato sauce that simmers for hours. I've been enjoying Broadway Pizza for years, and now that there are neighborhoods all over the metro, I can have it anytime I want it.
That was impressive. Is there a Broadway Pizza near me?
Oh, yeah. Robbinsdale, St. Anthony, New Brighton, Shoreview, Apple Valley, Coon Rapids, and Richfield, just to name a few. So next time I ask if you've had some lately, you have no excuse.
As long as we're talking about pizza, and that pizza you have there sure looks good.
It's the best. It's Broadway Pizza. How about you? Had some lately?
I wonder if these shoes really match my dress.
Does my hair look right, or is it a mess?
Will my jokes get a laugh, or will fate be cruel?
One thing I know, my breath is cool.
Assert's powerful mints have more than just a powerful mint taste. They've got rest. Your breath feels powerfully clean, powerfully fresh.
Then when I put myself together, I put aside the doubt.
Look out, world, I'm stepping out.
Certain powerful men can escape that. Be certain with certain.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad. I'm okay.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Well, yes, indeed. Tonight was the crowning achievement of the years of work in Loveline Dynasty here. The show, indeed, we'll be proud of for years to come. I'm delighted to have been a part of it. And indeed, my partner came through, as he always does. Oh, for crying out loud. Well, good. Another show in the can. Tomorrow night, we're having Rosebud, who's was a pimp. He's got some... Listen to his answers tomorrow night. You guys poke at him a little bit and see what you think about a guy that was in that business and the kind of upbringing he had, what led him to make the choices he made, and how he feels about women, and why he conducted himself the way he did. I think his answers say more than any of our commentary could possibly say. So take a listen tomorrow night. There's also a webcast with him on it at drdrew.com. That's up in the drew.com show segment. And you can see him there, preview him, and get a chance to talk to him tomorrow night here on Loveline. Until that time, this is Dr. Drew on behalf of Adam Carolla saying mahalo.
Sure, I've been cornholed like the best of them, but I've never given it to anybody.
Well, now.
The stuff expressed on Loveline is not necessarily the stuff of the staff, management, sponsors, or anyone else, including Westwood One Entertainment. Loveline is produced by Ann Wilkins and Gold. Now, please enjoy these birds.
The alternative radio revolution lives on.
KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie.
Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
As you're listening to the following promo, please adopt a sneer on your face. Thank you.
Zone 105 wants to send you on.